Just recently I was in a bookstore and I looked at the religion section, and three shelves of the religion section were devoted to books on atheism. So it's kind of flavor of the month right now intellectually, a lot of atheists coming forward to critique the whole idea of God. You have Sam Harris's book, Letter to a Christian Nation. You have Richard Dawkins' book, The God Delusion. The one I want to focus on today is Christopher Hitchens' book, God is Not Great. Hitchens is a very lively writer, and his arguments are very provocative, and the book has a very polemical focus. What I want to do is respond to three arguments I think are really essential in Hitchens' approach. The first one, and an awful lot of the space the book has taken up with this, religious people behaving badly. Hitchens rehearses for us, over the 2,000 years, let's just say, of Christianity, the number of cases of people in the name of religion doing outrageous, barbaric, terrible things. You know, from the Crusades to witch hunts to persecutions to the Inquisition, etc., etc. And I wouldn't really want to contest him on empirical grounds. Yes, over the 2,000 years of Christianity, lots of people have behaved very badly, often in the name of religion. I'd also, too, like to turn the tables a bit on Mr. Hitchens. Can you say that an awful lot of people inspired by the Enlightenment, inspired by modernity, have acted badly? Yes, indeed. Go back to the very beginnings of the Enlightenment. Go back to the French Revolution. Look at the terror that followed the French Revolution, when in the name of equality, in the name of justice and reason, thousands of people were put to death. Move into the 20th century, the worst century on human record. 50 million people are killed. By whom? Not by religious people, but killed by the Pol Pots and the Mao Zedongs and the Joseph Stalins and the Adolf Hitlers. People who were fiercely anti-religious and who often claimed the mantle of reason, justice. If we were to say, on the basis of those figures and their violence, the Enlightenment is a waste of time, the Enlightenment is a big mistake, well, we'd be unjustified. Have religious people behaved badly? Of course. Even more badly have avatars of modernity and the Enlightenment behaved. That in itself, though, should not constitute an argument against the Enlightenment, nor should the bad behavior of religious people in itself constitute an argument against religion. At the very heart of Christianity is the claim that God is most fully revealed in Jesus Christ crucified. Jesus, who takes upon himself the violence, hatred, dysfunction, intolerance, stupidity, injustice of the world. In our language, he takes upon himself the sins of the world, responds not in violence, not in hatred, not in answering injustice, but he responds precisely through forgiveness. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. The cross is the great act of nonviolence that stands at the heart of Christianity. Therefore, we know that when Christians behave in unjust and stupid and vile ways, that they are operating out of step with our own best tradition. And so it's not so much an argument against Christianity, but now our own violence, which is undoubtedly there, should be read and judged in light of what stands at the heart of Christianity.